The aye-aye is a very strange animal. It's actually a member of the lemur family, but it looks unlike any other animal in that group. It's as though it's made up of a number of different animal parts. It's got a sort of cat-like body, and it's about the size of a cat. It's got a squirrel-like tail, rat-like teeth, bat-like ears, huge eyes, and it's got a very long, thin middle finger on its two front feet that look a bit like dead twigs. Now, they use their long, thin middle finger to feed. They climb up in the trees and listen with their ears to bark. They put their ears right next to the tree trunk and listen for any movement of creepy crawlies, beetles and bugs and things moving around underneath the bark. As soon as they hear something, they burrow out a little hole with their teeth straight through the bark down to where the insects are, and then they stick the middle finger inside the hole and poke out any bugs and beetles that they can find, and then just bite them off the end of the finger. Because until quite recently there were so few aye-ayes around, or at least so few of them were being seen, there have been very few opportunities to study them. And other problems are they live right in the thick of the rainforest. They only come out at night. The areas they live, it's almost always raining heavily, and so very little is known about their breeding habits and how they actually spend most of their time during the year. Until a few years ago, it was thought that the aye-aye was virtually extinct on the mainland of Madagascar, until a few were discovered and they were transferred to a tiny little island called Nosy Mangabey off the northeast coast. And for many years, it was thought that these 9 or 10 animals were the only ones that were still surviving. And then that all changed a couple of years ago when a lot of aye-ayes started turning up on the mainland again. They started coming into people's gardens and causing all kinds of problems, trying to steal fruit from inside their houses and basically being a bit of a menace. And more studies have been done, and they've been found over a much wider area in the remaining forests of Madagascar, which means that the population's actually quite healthy.